Do you smell that? Something smells rotten in Denmark. You can try to cover up a nasty smell, but it can be really hard to do. Hamlet is going to need more than a little air freshener for this one. You can't make this stuff up. Imagine this. You're away at university. You get the news that your father has been murdered and your uncle has become king and married your mother. You don't need CSI to dust for fingerprints or get out the luminol to check for blood spatter because the ghost of your father appears to you and says, "Your uncle is the murderer." Oh, and by the way, he wants you to get revenge. Suddenly, Hamlet's GPA doesn't matter so much. The question is, what will he do? Hamlet, written by William Shakespeare, about 1611. Hamlet was the prince of Denmark. He was at university in Germany when he received the terrible news his father, the king, was dead. He sailed home to Denmark for the funeral. Hamlet's grief turns to shock when his uncle Claudius married his mother, the beautiful queen, and he became king only 2 months after his father's death. Hamlet was suspicious. Claudius had always been jealous of his brother, the king. Something was rotten in Denmark. One night a ghost appeared. It was Hamlet's father. The ghost told Hamlet that he had been murdered. His own brother, the evil Claudius, had done the dastardly deed. It was a murder most foul. Claudius had stolen the crown and the queen. The ghost commanded Hamlet to get revenge for his murder. Claudius soon realized that Hamlet suspected him. He asked two of Hamlet's friends to spy on him. A traveling theater company came to the castle. Hamlet had an idea. He used the actors to catch the conscience of the king. They performed a play called The Mouse Trap. In one scene, a king is poisoned, and the murderer takes both his crown and wife. In a rage, Claudius stood up and yelled, "The play must end!" His reaction to the play proved his guilt. The ghost was right. Claudius ordered Hamlet's death, but the prince escaped. Later, the evil Claudius tried a trick. He set up a duel between Hamlet and Laertes. Laertes poisoned the tip of his sword, and Claudius poisoned Hamlet's drink. The play ended in a bloody scene. Hamlet got stabbed with a poisoned sword. Laertes was killed in the duel. Hamlet's mother, the beautiful queen, accidentally drank the poisoned cup and died. Hamlet killed his evil uncle Claudius. Then Prince Hamlet died. The end. Theme, which would you choose? Rice or noodles? Tea or coffee? Coke or Pepsi? Pizza or hamburgers? Mexican or Italian? To be or not to be? The theme of this play is predicament. Hamlet has a predicament. He has to choose between custom, which requires that he avenge his father's death, and moral law, which says, "Thou shalt not kill." What should he do? His father's ghost demands he get revenge. But is that a real ghost or just indigestion? Poor Hamlet has a big predicament, and it's not about whether to eat pizza or a cheeseburger. To be or not to be. Act 3, Scene 1. Does that remind you of grammar class? Remember when you had to conjugate the to be verbs? Is, are, was, were? Hamlet was not talking about grammar in his famous quote, "To be or not to be." Shakespeare used speeches called soliloquies. A soliloquy is when a character speaks to himself. The audience gets to listen in as he debates with himself or considers an issue of great importance. Often the audience wants to yell, "Don't do it!" if the character is making a bad choice. Hamlet has a predicament. He is trying to decide whether to get revenge for his father's murder and what will be the consequence if he does. In the process, he also contemplates the mystery of death. He can't decide what to do, so maybe the question should have been to do or not to do. Hamlet is a tragedy to end all tragedies with an ironic twist at the end. All of the main characters except one, Hamlet's friend Horatio, end up dead by the end of the play. Hamlet's father is killed by his uncle. Hamlet accidentally kills Polonius. Ophelia commits suicide. Hamlet's mother is poisoned. The king, Laertes, and Hamlet all die in a sword fight. Hamlet's two school friends die. Now that's tragic. But there is an ironic twist yet to come. In the final scene, Fortinbras, the prince of Norway, arrives with his army. He wants revenge, and he also wants the territory returned that Hamlet's father took as the spoils of war. Fortinbras' timing is perfect. With his dying breath, Hamlet instructs Horatio to make Fortinbras king of Denmark and to tell the people of Denmark that his killing of Claudius was not an act of revenge, but one of noble justice. Good night, sweet prince. Good night.